It's Kiva. It's 8 o'clock on Monday night. Do you know where your Twitter mom's at?
Oh, it's Kiva on Indie News. It's Kiva, artist interview. Right now. On Butterflies
Radio.
Where it's all indie, all the
Welcome to this week's Butterflies Radio Indie Views Artist Spotlight, featuring London-based singer-songwriter Sam Bradley. Sam has been performing since the age of 17 and explains that, quote, when it came to choosing a career, it was easy, as music is the thing I understand the best, end quote. Heavily influenced by Americana music due to his mother's love for it, Sam also brings elements of folk, rock, soul, and country to his music. A fan of simple songs without pretension, Sam has been singled out by critics for his infectious, powerful voice and honest, heartfelt songwriting. So far, Sam has released 2 EPs that have debuted at number 1 on the iTunes singer-songwriter charts in the U.S., and has contributed a song, Never Think, to the soundtrack for the movie Twilight that was co-written and sung by his longtime friend Robert Pattinson. He has been fortunate enough to tour his music worldwide, including 49 states of the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Southeast Asia. Tonight you're going to hear songs from his brand new EP called Not Your Kind, which was a follow-up to the wildly popular Zuni. I hope you enjoy my interview with Sam and his music, and we'll catch up during the show. Management, right?
I do have new management, yeah.
How's that going? And how's it different?
Well, for the first time, well, no, actually, that's not true. For the last couple of years, I've been working with North American managers, and this gentleman that I have is an English guy. He's been in the industry for, he's still a fairly young man, but he's a seasoned pro. we work really well together. We seem to just get on, and we have the exact same, goal, and we are very clear about how it's sort of going to get, how it's going to come to fruition. And I think that is quite, there's no guessing for me anymore. I felt like, there's been a little bit of guessing. Right now I have a solid plan. Okay, not everything works out, and then there are some surprises, but I know the exact direction on the business side, at least. Anyway, musically, who fucking knows? I have no idea. We'll see.
Well, did you hear about him through somebody else? Did you seek him out, or did you just kind of did fate work in there, and you guys just kind of hooked up?
Well, I had a few meetings in London with different people, some lawyers and some publishers and all that stuff. And basically, through meeting people, I was introduced to him, and that's really sort of how it started. Yeah.
Did it kind of make things go, advance them for you? Because it took you a little while to get where you're at right now. Were you in a, was it planned to go this way at this pace where you're at now, or has it just kind of worked organically?
To answer the first bit, is that what he is great at doing is he's great at focusing me. What I feel is that I've perhaps spread myself a little thin with the amount of traveling I've done in America and Canada, and then wanting to come over to England, and having gone to like the Philippines and stuff. What I haven't done is I haven't really focused on a territory. Even if I had, America, if I had have just done West Coast and I had really worked hard on that and really, really, saturated that market, then I would have a foundation there. And if I did the same on the East Coast, or if I did the same in the South, or wherever, whatever territory that is, what I have done is I've tried to reach as many places and as many people as I can, that I was able to, you know, financially and physically, and in order so I could work on my craft and organically, and in order to sort of, you know, back 5 years ago, I think, when I got to first come, you know, to America, it was a very different, you know, it was an explosion of excitement. Yeah. And I did my best to explode with it and try to reach every sort of pocket I could. And, you know, looking back on it, what an incredible, crazy, wonderful time. If I had focused a little more, like I just said, then I think, you know, I didn't release something for 2.5 years because I didn't want to release something I didn't like. And so,
right, and we talked about that before.
And so I wasn't willing to do that. So it organically, you know, I had some jobs in there. I worked on writing more, even though, you know, I've got to get through some songs that I have written in previously before I get to the new ones, because I believe that some of these songs that I've written in the past that are good enough to be released. So, you know, these things take time and it's expensive to do, but, you know, whatever.
Well, while you brought that up, you know, recording songs that you performed before, written before, you know, that's, I think people want to know that too. How did you decide which songs to put on this EP? And are there ones that you're ready to put on the next one?
Yes, there are ones that I'm ready to put on the next one.
And when will that be?
Well, yeah, you know, I'd love to give you a date. I'd love to have a date. It just all depends on, you know, the gone are the days of, you know, the release date is, you know,
right.
Let's say the release date's July 24th. And, you know, within a week of that release date, bam, 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 you know, like it has to be a success or it's a flop. Those days are gone.
Right.
You can work your music. You can, like, you can have it out in the marketplace and you can really work it and see and slowly let it build and build and build and see what happens. You know, reach for certain, you know, sinks, as in, like, sort of, you know, perhaps a film sink, or, you know, who knows.
Next up is the title song from the new EP, Not Your Kind.
When I gave myself to you, it felt like wasted time. When moved so fluid in one motion and flowed off into life, well, it dawned on me that you may be the careful kind. Am I foolish to believe that I can change your mind? Chased you through streets overcrowded, you must have been disguised. Well, it dawned on me that you may be the doubting kind. And sure enough, this heavy gust of wind seems to never die. Well, you breathe it in and back out again when I'm close and by your your side. Sadness rule your conscience, let your heart decide. I will wait with no defenses for when your pain subsides. Well, it dawned on me that you may be the hurting kind, and sure enough, this heavy gust of wind seems to never die. Will you breathe it in and back out again when I'm close and by your side? Between us, months have faded out. They have broken what was often a man without doubt. Well, it dawned on me I may not see a sign. I was not to believe that I am not yours.
How hard it was to come up with the songs that you put on
That's
Not
right.
Your Kind.
Yeah.
And kind of what's waiting there for us.
Well, you know, what I would say is the way I chose songs to release for Not Your Kind was I wanted a collection of songs that were as focused as possible, because on the last EP it was perhaps a little non-genre specific. And it had a few different kinds of things. I tried to pick a selection of songs that I felt were a strong collective, something that was a full works instead of perhaps tracks on a. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know.
And so that's how I chose those songs. I have a more upbeat, rocky. Perhaps not rocky, but I don't even know what it is. It's like southern rocky, I guess, or whatever. I'm being like Americana.
To see if you remember, what song do you think from Not Your Kind was that I was particularly happy made it onto it?
Not Your. I'm going to hazard a guess at. I got to check what's on it.
Well, we talked about it in Newport, Kentucky, when you performed at the Southgate House, when you punked me in the alley, which was too funny. But that's when I first talked about the song.
Science Prevents Me?
No.
Well,
no?
I don't understand, because it has to be of that.
Little Sister.
Little Sister, okay.
I love that song. I always have.
Thanks.
So I was really happy that made it on there. Now, on the next one, I would really like to see you put Come Back on there, because I've been waiting a long time for that.
Well, hang on. I've maybe renamed something. Come Back, is that Come Around, or because there's Go Back. Which is why I've had to rename something.
Yeah, I think that's where I got confused too. I just Googled it, so I knew.
Okay.
because you, I liked it when you performed it in Nashville, and on YouTube, it's come back 6311 in Nashville.
Oh yeah, okay, understood. I know the one you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
Come around. Yeah, I wrote that with all the guys, with John Notto, Mark Carey, and Jeff Riedlinger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So no, I would love to do that song. I love that song. It's a lot of fun.
I like it because it gets the whole band into it, which kind of leads into the next question. Talk about the new band that you recorded with.
Oh, well, yeah, the guys that I recorded with on Not Your Kind are among the best what they do in the world. I was very, very lucky due to the producer, Steve Power. He has this... This large pool of musicians that, you know, he's worked with for years, and you know, he luckily, I mean, he asked, you know, he said, he asked a select few and said, would you be willing to play with this guy? And luckily, the ones that we reached for all said yes, and that's kind of, you know, there's the drummer who is just he's just a genius. He's played with, like, you know, Ryan Adams and Sheryl Crow and just, like, lots of people. It doesn't matter, really. He's played on a lot of great stuff. But and his name's Jeremy Stacey. He's just, like, it's mind-blowing what he can do. And I loved having him. I thought what he did on the EP was original. It was subtle. It was ballsy when it needed to be, and it was also I just think it tasteful and just like really amazing. And then the guitarist is, his name's Tim Van de Kiel, or I never remembered how to pronounce his name, but he was just the most wonderful guy. He just came in and was just relaxed and creative, and we got to sort of work through songs together and really sort of think about it without it being, you know, it never felt like, what was amazing about these guys is that it never felt like they were coming in to do a job, because they get such great jobs and I was a sort of kind of project that, you know, I'm sure that they take up lots of projects often, but I was one of those, you know, okay, well, we're not playing for, you know, Katy Perry today or whatever it is. Well, I'm not playing with Adele today. I'm not playing with like this multinational selling artist that is just, you know, big. And they came with, you know, coming into a studio, perhaps, you know, it just felt right. It felt good. And That is a little story about the musicians.
Next up is my song choice of the night, as you could have guessed based on the previous conversation with Sam. It's called Little Sister off the Not Your Kind EP.
Say you're fine, but I feel that you're not. It's cold outside, but not as cold as his heart. You're burning mistakes on the fire that you make. You tell me you're free, but I know you're enslaved. Hey, little sister, why don't you come on over here? I'll protect you now. It's simple, my. No one can take
what you don't give. Just find a little of yourself. It's not too late to live. Is all in your head. You're feeling alone, little sister. Is all in your head. There's a stone in your heart, weighing you down. There's nowhere to fall. You're wasting your time.
How long until you have world domination?
What is world domination?
Well, you're conquering England now. I think you've conquered the United States.
What?
So, where next?
Where next? Spain.
Spain.
No, I don't know. Germany.
Now, how's England going? I mean, you've been touring a lot and seeing a lot of England, and they're getting all the Sam goodness that we're missing out on, that we would get every 6 months, and you know, we're not getting it now. So how do you like touring there, and how is it different compared to touring here?
Well, I have loved my tour experiences so far with in England. I've toured with some lovely guys and girls, and it's been a real, it's been quite an adventure for me. I've done it, for the most part, alone. I've just rented a car and turned up at the gigs when I'm supposed to, and in between that time, I'm trying to write as much as possible. I'm sort of sleeping in my car, and when I can, you know, afford it, get a hotel room and whatever else, and it's been an adventure, and I've met some really wonderful people here in England, made some friends, and and hopefully made some new fans too. You know, that's very important that it grows as well here. And
I'm certain that it has.
It has, and it you know, I just, you know, it's been this country is beautiful. Now, how it compares is that let's say I have a gig tomorrow in, you know, okay, let's say I, you know, do a short run. I play Manchester, then I play Newcastle. No, let's say I play Manchester, then I play Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's compare it to America. Let's say I play New York, then I play Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be driving for a day before I get to Chicago.
Yeah.
I drive for 45 minutes and I'm in a completely different major city.
Like, gotta love that.
It's wild, you know. It's this country is so small compared to what I'm used to as far as a touring experience. And so there were lots of shows where, you know, I'm 3 hours away from mm-hmm. where I live, and if I felt up to it, I drove home. You know, so it's just like,
it's nice having that option, though.
I mean,
you know.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, so, and not just England, but here, too. When you're on tour, do you stop off to see sites? And
right.
Do you do that? Do you stop off at sites and kind of take it in?
When I can, when time allows, I absolutely do. You know, it's also, I've tried my best to not treat it like a sightseeing holiday, because I think it would be best to sort of find a quiet place and try and do some writing or something.
Oh, I don't want you to miss out on really great things, though.
No. As you keep going back to these places, and as you keep doing the loop and the rounds,
mm-hmm.
you get opportunities to see stuff. I mean, of course, I'm able to get out of my car.
True.
I can take a walk. I always go for a walk. As soon as I get to the venue, I always arrive early and I always go for a walk. And I always try and sort of see as much as I can.
Clear your head and get ready for the performance? Or
I don't know if I clear my head. I don't know if I get ready for the performance anymore. I feel like I know. I have a firm grip on what it is I came to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not like,
at this point, you should.
There's no warm up.
And that makes me, you know, I interviewed you, it seems like forever ago.
Mm.
You know, the first time, it was 2 or 3 years ago in Nashville. How far you've come, personally and professionally, in that period of time, and how much you've changed. Do you see that?
Yeah, I definitely have wrinkles on my forehead.
Oh, no, you don't. You're still young.
No, I'm not meaning it like in a bad way. That's the fun thing. Like, since I was like, I don't know, I guess like 13, I'd pick up the phone and try and have a deeper voice, you know, like so I didn't get confused for my mum or my sister.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 16, I couldn't grow any facial hair, so, you know, I was constantly trying to think of ways I could try and, like, facial expressions. I could try and make myself look older so I could be in, you know, have drink in the pub or whatever.
Yeah.
Wear bigger clothes or, you know, whatever I did. But, you know, like, I, you know, just like sort of. So when I have no complications about my age at all. I am not worried about that. I just mean, I have definitely, I've watched videos back to when, for example, I first came to America.
Mm-hmm.
My face is like this sort of fresh, little round, cherubby.
You were a baby.
Ah, no, I was sweet, and I looked like I'd just stepped just fresh off the plane, all happy, and I looked like a little delightful little angel.
And now look what America's done to you.
Exactly. No, I just mean I know I've changed. I have a different outlook on my musical life. I don't actually think I've changed since I've been since I can remember, like from 2 years old, I think I've pretty much been the same. So I don't think my personality's changed. But my outlook on my musical life has changed, because I'm about 2.5 years ago, I stopped rushing. Before that, like, so there were 3 years, let's say, that I was really overwhelmed and I was rushing and I was trying my hardest to hold on and keep going and keep moving to, and I don't think, I think it was absolutely perfect, but I took a step back, a breath, to really think about what I wanted to do, what I really felt like I am, born to do in some sort of, in a small way. I really think my talent lies joy. I think I'm good at making people feel good, and I really think the best way for me to do that is through my songs and getting up on stage and being able to perform them. I think that is what I should be doing. I don't know of anything else I am so certain about that I should be doing at this point in my life. And so, now that I know that and I'm sure of that, things open up in a different way.
Next up is the song Science Prevents Me.
Jump off that mountain, float down into the sea, to run on the clouds and spit from the stars, but your science prevents me. I wanna look inside your conscience and guard who you could be, protect you from sin, unlikely I'll win. Your science prevents me. I wear his crown, drink wine, take with you all your reasons and leave me with mine. You wander lost, measure time, I doubt your allegiance, you only judge mine. I wanna float down that river, stand proud like the trees, give light like the sun as dark as the night, but your science prevents me. And so we'll be right back. his cross and I drink her wine. Take with you all your reasons and leave me with you. Wander lost, yeah, in measured time. I doubt your allegiance. I doubt your allegiance. You only judge mine.
And when you talked about knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, have you had at a show, have you had an aha moment where you were like, wow, this is what I'm supposed to be doing? And where did that happen? What happened?
I've had many of those. You know, I would love if it was every night.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always every night. You know, sometimes it feels... You know, so, you know, I don't know how many shows I've played in my life, but probably, I don't know, probably from the beginning, I've probably got to be coming up to at least 1,000 or over.
Yeah.
Got to be. And so, you know, I guess sometimes, you know, it becomes just trying to do your best within that situation, and sometimes it is like completely I am connected to you know, everything that is happening, and I'm very present. And
I wonder, in my mind, I can't imagine being a musician and being in your position, but kind of I have this picture in my head too, where you're on stage somewhere and you don't want it to stop. You don't want the show to stop. You don't want the song to stop. The moment when there is that moment, whenever that happens, because you're so in the moment and with everything that's going on there, does that happen?
Yes, it happens. I think actually what that has spurred, it is like sort of, you know, just... What I think is that the toughest thing is to remember those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you do sort of get into a routine, you do sort of realize, you know, okay, tomorrow I'm in Newcastle, tonight I don't even know where I am, or, you know,
right.
And you are sort of, you know, you kind of... Everything starts blurring. Is to remember that what I think is that it's important to remember those aha moments, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Because as the sort of shows roll into each other, when you're in the thick of a tour or a run, sometimes you're not sure where you are or where you're going tomorrow. And, you know, you just kind of playing and trying to be consistent and trying to stay focused, and I, you know, it's remembering why you're really doing it. You know, when you finish your show and you're tired and you know you've got to drive for another 3 hours and get to the next place, but you go upstairs, you see the promoter, and you collect your money, and you grab the money, you count your money, you put it in your bag, you get into your car, and you're sitting there, and you're like, take a little deep breath, and it's like, oh, and you book your little cheap ass hotel, whatever you try and do. You get in your bed, and you're like, fuck me, I'm done, like, tired, whatever, whatever. And then you wake up in the morning, and it's like, oh, you do your little accounting bits, and then you don't know really still where you are, and you get up and you do the same thing, and you keep going, and you keep going, and you kind of forget, I think. I sometimes forget what it is I'm really doing, and it's just, you know, it doesn't last long, but as soon as you bring yourself back and you have, like you said, those aha moments, it's like everything makes sense again.
Okay. And as a fan, I know that, speaking from my point of view, and I'm sure I speak for other people, we've had those aha moments too. And I don't know if that makes sense. Not the same aha moment as you, but I think that I've been lucky to be at, you know, I've seen different people on tour. You're the one that I have to go see, that I want to go see, because I know it's going to be different every time, every city. You know, I've seen you do acoustic by yourself. I've seen you with the band. I've seen you with just John. So, but I feel like I've been very lucky to see some very special performances with you. And where it's not just, I don't see you completely as just Sam the performer. I really see you as Sam, my friend. I think that you've connected that way with a lot of people. And I think that says a lot. That says how much your music means to you. It's not just a job that you're going to. It's an experience. It's who you are. It's the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Next up is the song Bless Her Soul.
There she goes in a flash of light. There she goes and I wonder why. There she goes with a veil of blood. There she goes without my love. Now she's gone. She goes and she won't be back. There she goes, always moving fast. There she goes, leaving trails behind. There she goes while you lose your mind. Now she's gone. The point of view tells you she's just passing by. Her eyes then they point at you as you start to question life. You wanted some answers, then she turns and glances. Now she's gone. There she goes on a wave of floods. There she goes as you crawl through mud. There she goes clearing her own path. There she goes now the aftermath.
But I want to thank you for giving me some of those great shows, you know, that I want to go back to that day, or I want to go back to that show, you know, because it just was a great time, and with great friends. I've made some really great friends through your music, and And I'm really grateful for that, too. So, see, you're kind of like a musical Facebook kind of...
Oh, yeah, I'm a... I'm a musicalmatch.com.
You are. That's what you're that's what you're doing. SamBradleyMusic.com, you know. Find your match today.
Yeah.
Now, how exciting was it when you got verified on Twitter?
What it did give me an opportunity to do was to talk about my EP again without sounding like I'm repeating myself, because I'm very conscious of that on the social network sites that I use as my tools to reach people. But it allowed me to talk about it again and also have a very fun Twitter interview, which I love doing those things. I should do them more often. I think they're...
It's because you're so much fun when you do that, just the way you interact with everybody. Because if somebody gives you shit, you give it right back. And
I've been thinking about that, too. I want to give more shit.
I think I like it when you give shit back, because I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. Yeah. Yeah, it's those moments.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about being a bit more cheeky.
I think cheeky is good.
But no, I mean, I'm not saying, like, to think about being cheeky and, ooh, I've got to be cheeky today. I just mean, you know, sometimes...
Don't hold back.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I was well brought up. My mum did a fantastic job. I think I'm a polite guy, and sometimes I don't feel like being polite. And sometimes that leaves me with a little ball of frustration that I walk around with all day, and I want to... Sometimes, just...
Now, on your bio, on your webpage, it said, you know, all the places you've toured. And I noted that you've toured 49 of the United States. When will you make it to the 50th?
Alaska? I think it's better to never go.
I think you should go to Alaska in January.
It's a way better one-line sort of... quip or story to say, oh no, I've been to 49 states. Yeah, that comes out of my mouth probably more than any sentence, like when meeting new people, you know, that, you know, as you talk, yeah, you know, oh, you know, what do you do? Oh, well, oh, musician, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm a lawyer, whatever, 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 blah, blah, blah. Oh, so, you know, you've been in America. Yeah, I've kind of played, I've been around 49 states. Yeah. Oh, 49 states. I think. And so I think to say I've been to all the states in America, that just sounds dicky. 49, fine. Good. Humble. Humble.
So Alaska's not going to be seeing you anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't know. That's exactly, you know, that's what the whole, that's the only way that I can continue on existing, as if people like yourself spread the word and, you know, keep telling people. That's the only way a musician can exist, and especially I think the independent musician is a dying breed. I think it is harder now than ever to be an independent musician. And here's why: is because people, even though it is easier now to buy music than it ever has been, people don't really buy music anymore with such, you know, things like the new iTunes radio that's coming out, you know, Spotify, Pandora, and things like that, YouTube, where, you know, music is so much more accessible, and, you know, you don't have to purchase, you know, I don't have to go out and buy Kanye West's new album. It's all up on YouTube, and I can listen to it there. It is harder and harder. It is harder and harder to keep. I mean, because recording is so expensive.
Yeah.
To do it well, to do it right, it is so expensive. And then when it's a struggle to sort of break even again, you know, that how do you record the next one?
Right.
You know, and so I think to round off my point, I mean, this is the only way people like me can continue living is by people like you recommending to a friend in Hawaii or Connecticut, you know. Thanks, Kiva, and, like, that's the whole
Oh no, I didn't. I totally didn't mean that.
I'm not just thanking you when I say that. I'm thanking everybody that's ever done that. It's very important, and it's very special, and it's amazing. You know.
Well, you make it special when the people go to your shows. Then, you know, we tell them to go, but then you give them that performance, and you're the reason people recommend you. You know.
Thanks, Keeves.
So thank you for that. I love it when you call me Keeves. I do. Somebody else started calling me that. I was like, no, you're not allowed to. Oh, Sam can call me Keeves.
Next up is the song Only Human, which is the last song of the night. But come back and listen to the end of the interview when Sam talks about what it's like being back in London.
I don't mind, babe, if you're helpless or you're wealthless. Only human, if your love is only something that you pour. Throw myself in to the deep end, 'cause you're weeping. Only human, if my word is really something you want more. And pick yourself up off the floor, put that drink down on the bar, we won't be here for long. And pick yourself up off the floor, put that drink down on the bar, we won't be here for long. I know a better place. For every reason that you're given, just excuses, only human. You ain't fooling anyone come through that door. So take a minute if you need it and start breathing. Only human, let us see that hopeful smile that you once wore. Yourself up off the floor, put that drink down on the bar, we won't be here for long. And pick yourself up off the floor, put that drink down on the bar, we won't be here for long. I know a better place. See, I don't mind, babe, if you're helpless or you're wealthless. Only human, let us see that hopeful smile that you once wore.
Now, you know, and I know that people have asked, but, you know, I have to ask because people would be on my ass if I didn't.
Let me just stop you there, Kiva. I am working on it.
Oh, now that leads me to another question. Can you come up with a new catchphrase instead of I'm working on it?
Soon, child, soon.
Soon, child, soon.
How's that?
Yeah, you know, you've got to get back here.
Yeah, no, I want to.
And how do you do that? You know, you're focusing on England right now and that market. How do you focus on one market and spreading things and not losing another market? How do you balance?
Well, by having a strong foundation, by having a foundation in, you know, there's a lot more work to be done in this country. There's a lot more work to be done in America, I feel. You know, I have high dreams, I have dreams and high aspirations for myself. You know, so I have a very strong team here in England. My booking agent is fantastic, great guy, very, very, you know, influential with some of the acts that he books. And my managers are, you know, very, you know, I have a great team, basically, is what I'm saying. And so that hopefully isn't going to go away. And so as long as we work together and have, like I said before, as long as we are focused, then that once that is completely, once the foundation is laid, then I can start. I will feel, and we will feel as a team, that I can start branching out again and start, you know, start traveling to further places again.
Well, I think you know everybody misses you, so we would like to see you back here. And if not, then I'm going to have to get a damn passport.
No.
I'm going to have to go to England, which is not a bad thing. But
I will be back. I will be. Yeah. I haven't been to America for ages.
I know.
I miss it terribly.
And I know you get this question a lot too. What's it like living in London now, as opposed to being, you know, in Vancouver?
Well, you know, I love living in London. It's the place is alive, and it's always. Listen, I always feel like I'm kind of just passing through anywhere I am, but I live in a flat in an apartment in London. Like, I still am sort of out of my suitcase. I never quite fully unpack, just in case.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how I like. That's how I like living. I hang up my suit jackets. But that's kind of about it.
Do you think you'll ever be at a point where you will unpack your suitcase?
As soon as I buy a house, that is when.
Do you imagine that you're the kind of person that's what you want to do?
Or, yes, because I...
Or are you a nomad?
No, I would like a family. And I would not want to be... dragging my family around in an RV with me.
Yeah.
You know.
I think you'd be a fantastic dad.
It was Father's Day a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, who knows if I'm going to be a great dad. I hope I am.
I think you'll be fine.
I think I'll be all right.
Oh, and my husband, I had Not Your Kind playing the other day, and he goes, "Who's that?" It was Only Human.
Okay.
And I said, "That's Sam." And he was like, "I really like this."
Oh,
you know, so he's heard your other stuff, and I guess it was completely different to him.
Oh, that's
you know,
great.
Yeah, he was like, "I really like this." And I like it when he chimes in, you know, without me going, "What do you think of this?"
Yeah.
You know.
What did you think of the EP? Do you like it?
I do. I like it a lot. I think that you're just great. I think it's very chill.
It is chill, isn't it?
It's a very chill CD, which I like that. I like that sometimes, just the relaxing part. Now, I like everything you do, but I really do want Come Around.
Yeah, I think so.
I want that, and I want, I don't know, I want that. I want the Nashville show that you had. I want that translated onto an EP, just the energy. And I don't know if that's possible.
It's going to be tough, but I'm going to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, and you know, I like the rocky stuff too, because...
Yeah, me too.
I like it when you do that.
Yeah.
Soulful, I like to feel it. I like it.
Yeah, of course.
Like it to move me. Yeah, and I think you do a really good job with that.
Thanks, Keeves.
But I think you do a good job with everything. And you know what? I know you need to come back to the States because I know you have to be out of Bourbon Creek.
Oh, I am certainly out.
I want to thank Sam for taking the time to give me the interview, and it was really good catching up with him again, and I hope he answered questions that you all haven't heard the answers to before, or maybe got some answers that you were really hoping to hear. I'm excited to know that Sam's got in his head he will be back soon. And, well, did he say soon? I'm going to imagine he said soon. Sam, thank you again so much. If you guys are interested in getting Sam's music, if you don't already know how to, go to kivainterviewsyou.blogspot.com, and I'll have a whole post with links to how to get Sam's music, how to see his webpage, see what's going on, because currently he's touring in England. So if you're over there, stop, catch a show, you won't regret it, and just know that everybody in North America is envious of you for getting to see Sam live, because it's been a while for us, but hopefully he'll be back here soon. Again, thanks, Sam. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tune in tomorrow night to Twitter Tuesday Live, and I'll see you again next Monday.